the Countdown to Savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober,
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Back in Indianapolis, our pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Northwestern this afternoon. Still a bit more than a half an hour away. The game in front of us, just less than 2 minutes remaining as Oregon leads Indiana 65-56. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. The question, Brian, that with these tournaments and always in the days leading up to yesterday when Minnesota and Northwestern hooked up, like, who would you rather see the Badgers play? And I think, as cliche as it sounds, honestly, the Badgers just want to play because of the way they performed on Saturday against Penn State. They want to get that out of their system as soon as possible.
No question. That was the first thing. The first time all year when after the game we had a chance to talk with Coach Gard, and it just was disappointed more than anything. And they were as a group. And you could see that. You could sense it. Now you get a chance to play. And I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously having Max back is going to be a big part. So get out there, find that rhythm, find that chemistry, flush out what happened Saturday, and start something new.
No doubt. The first time around, a down-to-the-wire game. Wisconsin beat Northwestern in Evanston. It was, as they referred to, as the Carter Gilmore game, his 15-point performance. And all of those points mattered as he got it cranked up, hit a couple of big threes in the second half to help Wisconsin to a 75-69 win against the Wildcats. Northwestern advanced by virtue of its 72-64 victory against Minnesota yesterday. There's a coaching change up there as the Gophers have relieved Ben Johnson, who seemed under the circumstances did a really good job in a tough spot. We say that from a distance, but there's a coaching opening there. Oregon trying to advance here. Michigan State, as the one seed, is waiting. The Spartans will take on what looks like will be the Ducks tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time. In the meantime, we'll get you ready for the Badgers and the Wildcats. We'll check in with Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets?
The hands are coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, I've always wondered, as a fan of the sport, I'm asking Butchie about it as well. This event, the routine is different than a regular season game. It's, you know, win in advance, lose, go home. Does it in any way, have you noticed with your guys through the years, in any way prepare them for next week?
Oh, absolutely, I think. You know, you're in a foreign environment, although for us it's not foreign. That was the intent behind playing Butler here back in December. But you were in a, you know, a different hotel. The operations are a little different. You're at a little different pace. You get a little more media. You know, I think all those things, it's not just the game and the environment. It's everything else that comes with it. More attention, more fans. You're just in the buzz around it is much different. And it'll be like what it will be when we start next week.
You mean the band doesn't send you off in the hotel lobby for every game?
I didn't see them in West Lafayette when we were there. They're off doing other things.
The other thing I wonder about, too, is, you know, if a team is hot, not, somewhere in between, but is the biggest thing health with a team when you get to this time?
It is. You want to stay as healthy as possible, and obviously there's a lot of things you can't control, but just trying to stay fresh. And, you know, we've been changing and backing down practice for over a month, quite frankly, and really have dialed it back here in terms of what we're doing, because it's, you know, we're late, mid to late March here, and we're not going to reinvent the wheel. It's just being sharp, being as healthy and as fresh as possible, and at the same time, you're competing, but you do it in very small increments.
I know Max Klesman's raring to go, and just doing, in your case, knock on wood, kind of heading in a good direction here.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he practiced Monday and Tuesday and yesterday, so I think he's feeling good, you know, and got him up and down, got him into the flow of things. I think definitely it was noticeable with him on the court, just his voice, his leadership. Had a different pop to our step with him on the floor, and obviously Nolan back too and ready to go. So hopefully we're whole and as healthy as we can be this time of year.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game against Northwestern, our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
It's the Badgers and Northwestern second time around. Game one a little more than a month ago, down to the wire game. They've done, you lose two starters, and you do what Northwestern has done. I know you and I have talked about it off air. That's pretty good work by a team without 31 points a game.
Yeah, they've done, you know, even after Barnheiser went down, like we were the first game when he was out, and then, you know, not long after lose Leach. So Chris has done a terrific job of piecing that group together, and obviously Nick Martinelli is led the league in scoring, and they've had other guys step up around him. Barry has shot the ball exceptionally well, and they've had other guys just fill in and fill into their role, and you know, they compete extremely hard. They've been in pretty much every single game. They're really good defensively, and obviously Martinelli has been scoring at a high level.
He's a I guess I would use the term unique, because you think you've got him defended. He shoots from all kinds. We talk about baseball, different arm angles. He has a lot of different angles, but it's really effective with what he does.
Yeah, he's a little, quite frankly, a little unorthodox. You know, he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't come the same, like you said, different angle all the time. And really good, really cunning at how he draws fouls. He'll kind of throw the ball into you at times. He'll throw his body into you. And he's got size at 6'7", and he's pretty well put together that he can handle physical play. You know, and just how he's, you know, like I said, they put him in a lot of different spots. They put the ball in his hands. They ball screen for him. They ball screen with him. So, yeah, he's really, you know, for what they've had to replace, they've really centered on him, and he's done a really good job.
Sometimes you don't know how a roster is going to look in the course of a season. Jordan Clayton pulled off the redshirt. Tell us about him. What are you seeing
there? Yeah, just been solid. You know, those three guards with Clayton and Wyndham, and obviously I mentioned Barry before, have done a really good job. And Clayton's just, he stays within his lane. He doesn't try to do too much. I think the, you know, Barry has had an uptick in scoring. Obviously Martinelli has been on a real heater lately. But the other guy, you know, Wyndham has come around. He's probably the next best shooter in terms of volume and numbers wise. But the other guys have just, between Mullins and Clayton, have just been solid, you know, and understand where their bread is buttered. Martinelli needs to have the ball. Barry needs to have the ball. Nicholson's done a really good job on the glass. He's gotten him extra possessions, and the two bigs, Hunger and Fitzmaurice off the bench, have done a good job of just spelling them. And like I said, they've been able to just come together enough and then ride the Martinellis and the Berries with scoring.
You guys have been so good through the years, including this year, of turning the page, no matter what happened the previous game. Have you liked what you've seen from your guys?
Yeah, I think they were ready on Monday when we got back together. It's all right, that wasn't us, and we got to quickly forget it. You can't dwell on it. You learn from it. You don't completely ignore it, but we flush it, and we know we're on to now everybody's 0-0, and you're playing until you can't play anymore. And for us right now, it's take care of today and keep advancing.
As cliche as this is, and I'll probably bring it up next week too, this is what all that stuff is for. Well, all those spring workouts, summer workouts, the hill, this is the payoff.
Well, when you're a player, when you're growing up, you know, whether you're in junior high and you're watching high school tournaments, you're in high school watching the high school playoffs and state tournament evolve, or you get to college, or when you're younger watching March Madness, this is what... As players, when you're younger, this is what you dream of. This, you know, games that matter in March are a lot of fun to be a part of. And you embrace the pressure and you embrace the excitement that comes with it, because this is what you work for.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stick around. We'll check out the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Forgiveness Education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Game that wrapped up a few minutes ago. Oregon eliminated Indiana from this conference tournament, 72-59. Jackson Schellstad, very productive. TJ Bamba, when we saw how good he can be at both ends of the floor, he had himself a good game, and now Indiana is into the waiting game until late Sunday afternoon. What do you think?
They are. I think they're in. When you look at where they're at, their 13 losses are all quad one, and I know you get used to it over the next three days, everybody, because you're going to hear quad one, quad two, quad three, quad four. That's how they're going to evaluate it. And I think that's the biggest thing that I look at with that Indiana team. I think they're in. I think there's some wiggle room there. I'm going to say this. If they're going to put North Carolina in over Indiana, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on what the schedule and what they've gone through. So,
yes,
now, there might be a problem. I mean, we've seen it.
Would it be the first time? Yes.
But that, to me, is where I look at it.
Yesterday we mentioned, obviously, Northwestern advancing by defeating Minnesota. Iowa defeated Ohio State 77-70. The late game, for those who stayed up, double overtime, USC outscored Rutgers 97-89. Sometimes those big money players, they're really, really good, and they're going to have great careers ahead of them, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. But it was a very disappointing season for Rutgers here. I think the expectations obviously were much higher.
Yeah, and I think that's what, to me, we talked all the way. And I know if you're just joining us, one of the things that Rutgers did so well was guard at an elite level. What's the one thing freshmen don't do, especially when you have two of them? Guard at an elite level.
Yep.
I thought they started to trend there a little bit. At times, last night, they started to play better, but just throughout the entirety of the season, they didn't guard the way that Rutgers guards, and that's why they finished where they finished. So,
that Iowa win, impressive. It certainly is. It could be a costly one for Ohio State, but the Hawkeyes had to play their way into this event. Went into Lincoln, took care of business against Nebraska. Peyton Sanford
with a 17-point performance. Brock Harding was really good for the Hawkeyes, knocking down some shots.
Yeah, especially in the beginning, to be able to get that start, to get some confidence for that Iowa team. And then once they've got some confidence, that is a team that if you give them any air to breathe, they're going to breathe, right? And I think that's where they're at offensively. Like, if you give them a shot of confidence, they're going to run with it because they have a lot of scores.
Other games in the night session, you have Iowa against Illinois. USC will take on Purdue. The Iowa-Illinois winner will face number 2 seed Maryland. The SC-Purdue winner will take on number 3 seed Michigan. And that is our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to today's game, the Badgers and Northwestern. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your Retirement Ready Toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badger pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Northwestern this afternoon in Indianapolis. Let's get Butchie's keys to the game.
The first that you have to look at with this is pace of play. Obviously, Northwestern is a team that wants to slow this thing down. They're 16th in tempo as far as Big Ten play goes. Wisconsin's 9th in tempo. They're going to want to try to get some easy buckets if you're Wisconsin. I think the second thing is rebounding the basketball at an elite level. You can't give offensive rebounds to this Northwestern team. They're going to look for easy ways to try to score the basketball in Big Ten play. They're averaging 9.3 offensive rebounds. That's 5th in Big Ten play. So make sure you clean it up. And then I think the last is motivation. And it's a crazy thing to say this, but this game has two guys that when you look at the ratings and what as far as awards at the end of the year, they've got two guys that I feel were slighted in what they were supposed to do. Nick Martinelli, I thought he should have been a first-teamer, and I'll go off on John Black. We don't have enough time that in this pregame to talk about the lack of respect John Blackwell got as far as the awards go. So I look at that, to me, that's kind of that third. How do you handle that? Now, I know Nick Martinelli got a chance to get out and play yesterday, but that's, we don't normally talk about that. But I do think it's a big time because the stage is different. You're in front of everybody here, and we know John well enough. He'll let his play talk. He won't force it, but it will talk. I mean, it's talked all year. So I do think that's a big part of kind of that third layer of what's going to make this game important, because both those guys, I think, have a gripe, and they should.
Robbie Hummel had a pretty interesting point last night on the Peacock broadcast, and I'm guessing he's not alone in this. Because the league is 18 strong now, maybe you can, instead of having five, you could go to seven players first team all-conference. I mean, I don't think that's a cop-out. You know,
I don't think it's a cop-out. That means sitting even though five. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
because Robbie's point was, who do you take off?
I wouldn't take Bryce Williams off.
You take it because?
I would.
Yep, okay.
I mean, they're not here.
Yeah, true.
They're not even here.
True.
Right, and I think Bryce has had a great season. I think Bryce is a second team, but I had a vote in it, and mine was first. And I thought, like I said, I thought Bryce had a really good year. But as far as Nick Martinelli, from half the season more or less, he hasn't had his starters with him.
He's been terrific.
I mean,
yeah, he
hasn't had Barnizer. He hasn't had Leach. Leach has missed nine games.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, Martinelli.
It's ridiculous.
No, I agree. Martinelli should be on first. Blackwell should be third.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It happens, so maybe a couple of guys with chips on their shoulders. John Blackwell telling the media a couple days ago, I've been an underdog my whole life.
Yeah,
Here we go.
He thrives in that, so I expect a big game from him.
All right, those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. If you're just checking us out, a part of the theme here has been Northwestern, pushing through without a couple of key players. Brooks Barnheiser, who had averaged 17 points, about 9 rebounds a game, and Jalen Leach, who scored 23 in the game against the Badgers last month. He had averaged about 14 points a game, and a torn ACL ended his season early. Brooks Barnheiser with a foot injury, the first game that he missed was against Wisconsin. Everybody else for Northwestern up and running. And Ricardo Greppi got a little nicked up at a shoot-around today. So that's kind of
different. He didn't get his vitamins, correct. He took the wrong vitamin.
Yes, but everybody else is good, including Max Klesmet and Nolan Winter. Rotation guys all good to go here today. And that is your UW Health injury update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Northwestern, Chris Collins in his 12th year in Evanston. His team enters this round of the tournament 17-15 overall. The Cats were 7-13 in Big Ten play. They'll have Nick Martinelli, the 6'7 junior out of Glenview, Illinois, 20.5 points per game, 6 rebounds. He plays about 39 minutes per game. He went wire to wire yesterday against Minnesota. Matthew Nicholson, 7 feet tall, a rock solid 280 pounds. Grad student out of Clarkston, Michigan, averaging 5.3 points, 5.5 rebounds. He has blocked 44 shots this season. Justin Mullins ready for his 10th start, 6'6 junior out of Oak Park, Illinois, 4.3 points, 3.2 rebounds a game. Ty Berry, 6'3", grad student from Newton, Kansas, 10.5 points per game. He is 10 of his last 23 from the three-point line in these last few ball games. And rounding out the starting five will be Jordan Clayton, making his 10th start. Took off the red shirt last month, 6'2", sophomore out of Medford, Massachusetts, averaging 4 points a game. He had a career-best 11 in yesterday's win against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. For the Wisconsin Badgers, they are back to the starting five they have had for most of this season. That includes Stephen Crow at 10 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 9.7 points, 6 rebounds a game. In the backcourt, John Tanjay at 19 points, 5 boards a contest. John Blackwell, 15.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. Blackwell has been extra special here of late, averaging 21 points and 8 rebounds in his last 4 outings. And back in the starting lineup is Max Klesman at 9.7 a game, 2.5 rebounds, and 2.7 assists per contest. And those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Badgers lead this series historically 125-67. They have won the last 3 and 25 of the last 32 against Northwestern. Coach Gard's teams are 11-5 against the Wildcats, win number 11 coming on February 1st, a hard-fought 75-69 win in Evanston. Carter Gilmore with a career-high 15 points, playing a large role in that comeback victory. The Badgers trailed by as many as 9 in the second half, but came back to win it by 6. Wisconsin and Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From Gamers Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Kelly Freeman at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. We welcome you to the Big Ten Tournament. This event started back in 1998, and here we are again, back in Indianapolis. As far as I'm concerned, the perfect city for an event such as this. Butchie, you've been a part of this, and you're on teams that did really well in this tournament. It's interesting. Opinions vary. What does it mean with your seed line and the NCAA tournament? But the fact is, some of the better games have been in this tournament. You've been a part of that back in 08 specifically, right?
Very much so, yeah. Had a nice little comeback against Michigan State and then beat Illinois. And right now you look at this Northwestern team, they're a little bit like that Illinois team. Illinois needed to win four times to be able to get to the NCAA tournament. They weren't going to get there anyway. And, you know, they've found a way to get the Big Ten championship game. Kind of what Northwestern needs, right? And you've got this Wisconsin team that they're trying to get right from Saturday. You know, they've been right all season.
Yep.
But that's the first game. I've said there were no bad losses. That was a bad loss. Mm-hmm. Now get right. It also helps that you've got the number 11 back for you. You got Max Klusman back. Now what does he do? He's back in the starting lineup. He gives you some a way to calm the group when things start to go south a little bit. So I think that's what I look at with this group. They know what's at stake. They know what to play for. They know that possibly seeding, Milwaukee, all that's there. But guess what? In 14 seconds, nobody remembers that. Mm-hmm. They play. And that's why I think Wisconsin has gone so far in the Big Ten tournaments.
Yep.
Because as much as noise is around it, they've always been pretty good. Wisconsin's always been pretty good. So when you play the game, you're not thinking, oh, you take your shot. Oh, I might have missed the fourth seed. No, you're playing. You're playing the game.
Yes.
And that's what this group has done. That's why they've had success, because they've been really good. This group is very good.
It's interesting. Saturday's game, by definition, is a quad two game against Penn State. But to your point, they played poorly. Wisconsin,
no
Penn State, to its credit, played well in its final game, not even in this Big Ten tournament. But you're right. They literally, it was about as close as you could come to burning the tape.
It was the worst game they played all year.
And they move on. I think Greg Gardner and his staff did a great job on that end of it, saying, okay, let's go. And they've had some good practices. We heard Greg in his pregame interview. He's liked what he's seen. I think what he's liked as much as anything else is Nolan Winter's okay.
Chris
Lesma's back out there after really not playing at all for three games and only 5 minutes against Washington. That is just the health of your team. You could be winning eight in a row or losing eight in a row coming into this. If you're healthy, you'll take your shots.
You mean injuries can derail a March run?
Somebody told me that. Guy I know, he does some broadcasting work. Just, you know, things like at the end of the second to last game of the regular season, something went sideways.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just,
back bad memories. Nothing but good memories now. So, this is what guys get excited for, is moments like this.
Yes.
And they just get a chance to play. I expect these guys to come out extremely. Their attention to detail is going to be extreme, I think. Because it's one of those that when you play a bad game, following the scouting report, knowing what you're supposed to, like, those are all things that you dial into after that. And I think that's what this group is going to start this game with.
This will be the second time that the Badgers have been in this building this season. You go back to December 14th against Butler. Wisconsin beat that modest Bulldogs on that Saturday afternoon, 83-74. Never hurts, as Greg mentioned. Never hurts. So these guys will have some familiarity of the surroundings of this great home of the Indiana Pacers. We will not rehash what happened a few nights ago at the expense of the Milwaukee Bucks in this building.
Can't foul a three-point shooter.
Wisconsin zone. Tyrese Halliburton. It's a rivalry.
I'll say the same thing if the Badgers do it today. You can't foul a three-point shooter.
And I'll say the same thing I told a couple guys this week. In March, you lose a game like that in college, it hurts. In the NBA, you flush it. Because I'm guessing they might see each other again next month.
Exactly.
Your officials are Keith Kimble, Earl Walton, and John Floyd. Northwestern breaks the huddle in the traveling purple unis and the white trim. The Badgers in the home whites and the cardinal trim. UCLA awaits the winner tomorrow. Whoever advances through this one today will take on UCLA tomorrow afternoon in the quarterfinals. No doubt, among the things that had Badger fans very anxious, not to mention, most importantly, the coaches and the rest of the Badger players, was the health. Did they get Max Klesmith back? They were optimistic of that even last weekend. But Nolan Winter, and that arm was hanging in an awkward way in the game against Penn State. But they have both had some good work on the practice floor, and they are both in the starting lineup here today. Matthew Nicholson and Stephen Crowell will jump center as we are set to go. Wisconsin and Northwestern in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. And the toss, the tap will belong to Northwestern. The Wildcats move to our right, and we're underway as Jordan Clayton against John Blackwell. Hands off to Justin Mullins. He'll give off to Ty Berry, checked by Max Klesmith. Now it's Martinelli. Flips to Nicholson, turns to Clayton outside right. Throwing to Mullins. He'll step back. Gives to Nicholson, 12 to shoot. Clayton coming off the 11-point outing against Minnesota yesterday. 7 on the shot clock. Clayton feeds Mullins, right corner three is good. Justin Mullins, a 30% shooter from distance. He opens up the scoring here today. Badgers moving to our left in the first half. Stephen Crowell against Nicholson. Crowell at the top of the circle. Gives off to John Blackwell, being shadowed by Clayton. Blackwell at the left point, walks it back between the arcs. Blackwell continues to pound the dribble. Right of the lane, whips it out the crowd, fakes the pass, takes the three, and it rattles in from right of the circle. Stephen Crowell matching the Mullins triple. We're tied at three.
That's a big shot just because it gives confidence early on this game from three. We know the way Wisconsin shot it lately. To have that first three go in is huge.
Badgers 28% for the three-point line the last four games. Berry driving, knocked away. Crowell off of Berry and out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
Northwestern's going to run a lot of middle pick and roll, so your pick and roll defense has to be really good there. Big Steve was over there to help on that.
Here's Blackwell, walks in front court, left side, feeds Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell hands it back to Blackwell, fans to the right side, hands off to Klesmith. It's rattled around, ball is loose. Clayton has it, drives down the lane to the rim, and the layup is good. Off the turnover, Jordan Clayton gives Northwestern a 5-3 lead.
And that's what Northwestern's going to try to get, easy buckets. There's a live ball turnover results in that layup.
Minute and a half gone by here in Indianapolis, and a pass from Winter goes through the hands of Tanjay and out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for Wisconsin. Tanjay just not expecting that pass. Now here's Jordan Clayton up the floor. The story on him, he had planned to redshirt, but with the injuries to Leach and Barnheiser, he took off the red shirt and has been a fixture in the starting lineup. Now his 10th start this year for the Wildcats. Nicholson gives off to Ty Berry, goes into Nicholson. He catches right block, beats Berry. Mid-range J, right side, off the rim and out, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. 5-3 Northwestern, we're 2 minutes in. Blackwell, left-hand dribble, left lane line. Goes to Klesmith, turns to Crowell, open three, straight away. And it spins out, no good. Clayton the rebound for Northwestern. 2:10 gone by, 5-3 the Wildcats. Clayton off the Nicholson screen. He'll try a three right of the circle. It's good for Jordan Clayton. He has five early ones for Northwestern. 8-3 the Wildcats. Not quite 2.5 minutes into the game.
And the pace has got to be a little bit better in half court right now. The ball's got to pop a little bit more. It's sticking on the sides.
Stephen Crowell out high. Gives it to Tanjay. Throws it back to Crowell, right of the lane. They double him. That's how Northwestern defends. A feed to Nolan Winter. In the lane, pushed it up. No, but he was fouled by Martinelli. And Nolan Winter will go to the free throw line as Martinelli picks up his first foul.
And Matt, you said it. They're going to double the post. So anytime the ball goes in the post for Wisconsin, Northwestern's going to send two. When that happens, you have to have cutters to the rim. What did Nolan Winter do? Cut to the rim. All of a sudden, he gets rewarded, goes to the free throw line, has a chance to get two free throws here.
He's a 77% free throw shooter, hits the first free throw. The Badgers remain the nation's best, and they remain on an NCAA record pace. 83.6% at the line is Wisconsin as a team this season, as Winter hits both free throws, and it's 8-5 Northwestern. 2 minutes and 40 seconds into the game. Jordan Clayton up the floor against John Blackwell. Clayton breaks the mid-stripe. Whips it to Nicholson, right of the circle. Matched up with Crowell, finds the cutter. Berry, it's pinballed around, taken away as Tanjay tapped at the Klesman. Turnover Northwestern. Here comes Max up the right sideline to the front court. Dribbles off the right wing to the cup. The layup is good for Klesman.
And that was a great just transition opportunity.
8-7 Northwestern. Here's Berry, outside left, pulls up, 18-footer straight on, is good for Ty Berry, his first points. Make it 10-7 the Wildcats. 3:15 gone by. Blackwell throwing to Winter, flips to Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay against Martinelli, goes behind the back on the dribble, pops it out to Crowell, top of the circle. Up and inside, Crowell dribbles right wing, leads it for Blackwell. Blackwell steps back, turned down the shot, goes into Crowell against Nicholson, single coverage. Stevie turns to the right baseline, throws it up, missed it. Rebound Nicholson for Northwestern.
The speed of this game right now is favoring Wisconsin. They want to play faster. Northwestern wants to slow this thing down. But the speed right now where we're at, it's favoring Wisconsin.
Jordan Clayton, high screen, Martinelli. Clayton on the dribble, pulls up, 18-footer right of the circle. Front rim no good. Rebound, whistle, foul called. They'll get Tanjay, I believe, and Martinelli. Battling for the rebound. They'll get the foul on Tanjay. That's his first and a first on Wisconsin as Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee will come in for Stephen Crowell and Max Klesman. About 4 minutes in, 10-7, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. Jordan Clayton, baseline left, will inbound for the Wildcats. He'll loop it into Nicholson, hands it back to Clayton on the left wing against Kamari McGee. Clayton throws it out to Mullins. He's with Tanjay. Now Nicholson left of the circle. A pass for Martinelli against Carter Gilmore. Martinelli's left open. He'll snap off a three straight away. Off the rim, no good. Kamari McGee, the rebound. Martinelli has not been hitting the three of late, but he's still been scoring at a high volume. With the ball is Blackwell on the left side. He'll throw to Winter. Snaps off a three right of the circle. That's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Mullins and Northwestern. 4.5 minutes in, 10-7 the Wildcats. Here's Ty Berry. Baseline left. Jumper away. Back rim no. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes John Tanjay. First team all Big Tenner to the line. He got fouled by Mullins. And tied up before the shot. First foul on Mullins. We'll have our first media timeout of the game. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 15-19 left of the first half. Northwestern 10, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Big Ten Conference Incorporated. Any use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the Big Ten Conference's express written consent is prohibited. 15-19 left in the first half. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 10-7. Wildcats 4 of 8 early on, 2 of 3 from the three-point line.
And I think when you look right now, Wisconsin offensively, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. Northwestern's going to guard you, so you can't get frustrated with what you're doing. You need to continue to move the basketball. The more you move the basketball against Northwestern, the better chance you have at scoring the basketball because they're going to get spread out. If you don't, they're going to be packed and they're going to be tight.
John Tanjay will inbound. K.J. Windham on the floor for Northwestern right now. Nick Martinelli had a jersey issue.
I got a little blood jersey action.
Point this out for radio. Not, does it matter? But just in case you're going to watch the game later. Martinelli now wearing number 66. Here's John Tanjay.
Oh, we're in Indy. Yeah, you know what I mean? The car number 66 down the road.
Of course. Here's
a lot of right turns.
Blackwell for three. Left side off the rim. No good. Mullins rips away the rebound.
I know it's left. I know you go left or right. I'm just throwing a curveball in the right turns. I watch a little racing every once in a while.
Yeah, not much. You know, right turn? What are you doing? Glad you don't race. Here's Martinelli moving in, and he gets fouled. You had Gilmore there at the right block along with Blackwell, and they're going to get Blackwell for the reach-in. That'll be his first.
I'm a road racer.
Let's see you at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. No, Brian, you turn left here.
Wow, no, I like the beat to my own drum,
To Windham, baseline right, well inbound. Here's Barry catching, shooting, baseline right, good. Ty Barry with four, and the lead is five for Northwestern. 12-7, the Wildcats, 14:35 left of the first half. Steven Crowell against Luke Hunger. Now here's Klesman for three, left side, no, but a foul. Windham got him, and that is a three-shot foul. Max Klesman will be at the line.
And I'll even yell at Northwestern players, you can't foul a three-point shooter.
I was talking with Max. This was before the Pacers-Bucks game, by the way, and he talked about playing in this building. He's going, yeah, you know, I kind of like Tyrese Halliburton from, you know, kind of our neck of the woods there. And then a few hours later, he hits the impossible shot, and the first free throw is good for Max. So yes, the interview was before that game. Halliburton with all the luck, whatever. That was a heck of a shot. Second free throw is short.
Well, Milwaukee needed to know what they're doing. You had half the team switching, half the team was not switching. Bad communication all the way. And if you do that, you're going to be in a problem. You're going to have problems.
Third free throw is good for Max. More Bucks recap coming up shortly.
We got into it. I watched the game. I was watching thinking, what was going on? So there we go. Now, Wisconsin defensively, they need to make sure they handle the curls a little bit better with Barry. That's how he's been able to get some shots. Got to stay attached. Right now, he comes off of that screen. You have to stay attached and force him one way.
Here's Mullins for three. Right side rattles out. No good. Rebound, Carter Gilmore. 12-9 Northwestern. And now McGee is caught with an extra step as Windham closed quickly, and McGee in a tough spot. You know, it was just a tough pass for Kamari with Windham closing, and another turnover for the Badgers.
But all three turnovers have been unforced turnovers.
Yes. 12-9 Northwestern, 14:09 left of the first half. Ty Berry between the circles, throwing to Martinelli. High on the left, he'll flip to Windham. Windham out between the arcs against Kamari McGee, loops it to Hunger, left of the circle. Throwing to Windham, left-hand dribble to the top of the arc. The kick at left side, and walking with the ball is Justin Mullins. A little show and go there, but took the extra step as they trade turnovers. Ty Berry will come out. Jordan Clayton is back in.
I look for Wisconsin to try to get a post touch here to see if they can play out of the double team and read something off of it.
Carter Gilmore brings it up, throwing to Crowell, right of the circle, hands off to Klesmet. Max, right of the lane, works to the block, throws it back out to Gilly. Drives, kicks, Tanjay left corner, takes it off the wing, pivots, whips to Gilmore, fakes the three, 10 to shoot. Mullins covering up Gilly in a tough pass, went through the lane, turnover Wisconsin. Here comes Jordan Clayton up the left sideline of the front court. 13:25 left in the half, 12-9 Northwestern. Clayton whips at the Hunger, open foul line jumper is off the rim and out, no good. Crowell the rebound, outlet Klesmet. Here comes Max, right sideline to the front court, a left-hand dribble, throwing to Crowell, turns to Tanjay, left corner with a shot fake. John drifting to the wing, skips it, Klesmet, shot fake from three on the right side. Mullins
really
closes.
Really love a post touch,
Gilmore up top, wraps it to McGee, and a whistle, and a foul is called. They're going to get Windham. And that's going to be his, if it's on Windham, let's see.
Clayton, I believe this is on Clayton.
You are correct, yep. It's the first on Clayton.
I'm going to say it again. I love a post touch. I know Northwestern doubles, but then force that play off this. We haven't seen a paint touch or any paint action whatsoever. Wisconsin has not been able to turn that corner in the ball screen. So find a way to create it.
Jack Janicki in the lineup gives off to John Blackwell. 12:55 left in the half, 12-9 Northwestern. Blackwell feeds Crowell, leaves it for Janicki on the left side. Jack stops, throws to Gilmore. Turns it high on the right for Klesmet. Five to shoot, deep three for Max is wide left. Rebound cleared by Martinelli. And again, no post touch.
I mean, just a bad possession. Yeah. And I hate saying it, but it is.
Here's Jordan Clayton. Goes off to Mullins, trying a three. Popped in and out, no good from the left wing. Crowell the rebound. And now Blackwell, both teams are cold. Blackwell outside left. Throwing to Crowell, turns to Klesmet on the right side. Here's Max off the screen and roll. Crowell catches, right lane line, pivots, hands off to Blackwell, rhythm dribble, three in the air, back rim no good for the right corner. Rebound tipped, gathered by Martinelli. Wildcats are one of their last seven, Badgers over their last five. Martinelli collides with Klesmet. They play on as Martinelli flips it up and in for his first points. 14-9, Northwestern with 12 minutes left in the half. Blackwell up the floor, gives to Gilmore, a pass for Klesmet, high on the left. Max against Martinelli, throws to Crowell, turns to Janicki on the right wing, off the Crowell screen. Janicki dribbles into the lane, leads it for Crowell, low on the right, goes up over Hunger, missed it short, got his own rebound in traffic, throws it up, got fouled. And Crowell will go to the free throw line. When play resumes, the foul will be assessed to Windham, that'll be his second. At the under 12 media timeout. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 11:39 left of the first half, Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Save big on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. A new Chamberlain Smart Garage Door Opener will bring convenience and security to your home. These openers are easy to control with your smartphone, allowing you to open or close your garage door from anywhere. Menards offers the largest selection of Chamberlain Garage Door Openers in stock. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore ClearyBuilding.com today. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. The Badgers are cold here to begin the game. 2 out of 9 for the floor. 1 out of 6 from three. 11:39 left in the first half. Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 9.
Why is Wisconsin shooting free throws when we come back from this timeout? They went with a side pick and roll. They rolled. Big Steve rolled the pass. Obviously, Steve missed that first layup, was able to get his rebound. He goes to the free throw line. But right now, you have 2 points in the paint. That's it. You're not shooting it well. Northwestern wants a double when it goes into the paint. I'm going to keep saying it until it goes there consistently, because I think it's an advantage for Wisconsin right now, is being able to get that ball inside. When you start getting yourself going a little bit, especially when it's a little slow and sluggish, build out there, then spray it out for your threes. They'll come. You're going to have more than enough time to be able to find that three-point shot, because if you work it inside, what's going to happen, even more than Northwestern already does, Northwestern, best team in the Big Ten as far as collapsing the paint.
Yes.
Best team in the Big Ten defensively. So that's a strength. They're already in there. If you start playing through the post a little bit more, they're going to get sucked in even more. Now, all of a sudden, your spray outs and your plays are going to be